Okay, this is a continuation of the interview with Mike Hauck on February 9th, 1996.
And while we developed a certain rapport over that year plus period among folks on the committee, and I think there was a lot of give and take, I still think we've got miles to go in terms of educating the farm community about the dynamics of a river system and what their impacts are on that system.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of practices are you talking about when you say that they need to be aware of how their operations affect things?
Well, one of my biggest concerns goes back to the riparian zone. There was a lot of resistance to keeping cattle out of the riparian zone.
Yes, that settlement was constructed in part to have USA fund things that
sure.
They probably would have funded anyway.
Oh, I think that endowment fund's great. It's a great way for that money to be used.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's responsible for us sitting here talking today.
Oh, okay. Oh, good point.
But a little bit of that money is responsible for mm-hmm. us. In terms of the specific stresses on the Tualatin, I mean, there's lots of different sources. There's, of course, like the agricultural community, which we've already talked a little bit
right.
about. Probably the biggest stress, I would guess, would be just the amount of development, the amount of new homes
mm-hmm.
That are going up out in Washington County. And I suppose, to some extent, that's just an inevitable pressure that we have to deal with. But then there's also the industrial component, all the high-tech industry out there. Do you have any sense as to which of these problems are going to be the most intractable in the future?
Well, again, when I think of the Tualatin, I don't just think of the main stem.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tributaries are obviously very critical to its river's health, too. And I think the most intractable problem, personally, is going to be impervious surfaces, those hard surfaces that are a result of urban development.
Mm-hmm.
The constituents of the water are, of course, great concern. And I don't want to underplay their importance, but I think the sheer volume of water coming off into these urban tributary streams is probably the biggest, most intractable problem we need to deal with. How can we develop the landscape without trashing the streams via increased winter flows and decreased summer flows?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggie.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to your question, they're all important. They're all tremendously important. Ag, urban, forest. I would not be willing to say this one is more important than another one. Because they each have their impacts,
mm-hmm.
whether it be temperature, phosphates, other fertilizers, bacteria, volume, oils, heavy metals, organics, whatever. They're all important.
Mm-hmm. Were you aware of this plan at the time? This is also probably 10 years ago. I don't have the date real certain in my mind on this one, but the plan to put a landfill up in the headwaters
mm-hmm.
of Dairy Creek.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that was another example where USA was, there was a wetland there, or nearby at least,
yeah.
And that there was a...
We're talking about up in Buxton area?
Yeah, I think so. It was...
I actually did get involved in that one. I was monitoring the potential sites, I remember. I remember not being very excited about most of them, actually.
Yeah. Well, Jack Smith told me that there was an issue that where there was going to be some pretty nasty water coming out of that site if they had sited the landfill there because of...
Well, I don't know many landfills that don't put out some pretty nasty stuff.
Yeah. Well, it was a situation, I guess, where the groundwater would percolate through the garbage
right.
and come out the other
end. Nice leachate.
Yeah, and And USA was all ready to leap in and say, "Oh yeah, we can take that water and we can treat it." And so that was a force, I guess, that facilitated the possible siting of the landfill in that particular area, because they thought, "Well, we can take care of this problem." And it's maybe another example of what you were talking about a little bit earlier. About
we can engineer it our way out of the problem, right?
Right.
It's bullshit.
Hold on, let me just flip this tape for a second. Yeah, well, ultimately, of course, it wasn't cited there. I guess now the garbage is going to Arlington or someplace that was originally going to go there.
Right.
Yeah, but you say you were involved in it to
Well, I'm commenting. I actually got dragged into the Ramsey Lake site. There was a site proposed out in North Portland. I was more actively involved in that than the others.
Uh-huh.
But I did wind up looking at many of the sites.
Mm-hmm. What about the Ramsey Lake site? Was that what was the dynamics of that? Was it a site that really was in the running?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. That's certainly the impression I had. And the city of Portland put a full court press on that one and put the kibosh on it.
Uh huh.
Along with the port, because of course it's very valuable industrial land. So what the irony behind that one is that we were actually able to protect some of the wetlands out there from development too. Because it's pretty bizarre to talk about wanting to protect wetlands and then turn around and fill them.
Uh-huh. And how did you accomplish that if they were looking at,
you put a panel of, I don't think the governor was there, but you got the mayor and parks director and Port of Portland and PGE and all of these forces arrayed against that site. It's not going to be selected.
Uh-huh.
The local neighborhoods. I mean, it was a pretty... It was. I would love to go back, actually. I think there was some video and resurrect that video, because there I am sitting next to the powers that be, the development interests, all testifying against this site. It was interesting.
But if they're development interests, you say now the wetlands are preserved. Is that preserved for all time then?
Yeah.
Okay. So even
well, actually, the Ramsey Lake area is now being used for alternative treatment of stormwater.
Uh huh.
As well, there have been additional wetlands created to run stormwater through pre-treatment before it goes into the Columbia Slough.
Mm-hmm.
But other areas in the Ramsey Lake vicinity are being used for industrial development.
But not in the wetlands per se.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because they'd already been filled.
Because I see, right. And you also mentioned that you were, last time that we talked a little bit about the heron rookery down there, mm-hmm. and in that same general vicinity anyway. And the freeway plan. Now that was the freeway.
Marine Drive.
Oh, okay. It's not the freeway then. It's not. I was thinking. I guess I'm confusing it with the idea that they would put a another I-5 bypass through Forest Park and across the river.
Oh no, that's part of the West Side Bypass scenario.
Right.
And the third bridge.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Different
right.
issue.
Right. Which also got.
Right. Although there are still advocates on the north side of the Columbia for the third bridge.
Uh-huh.
And there were in Washington County.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of pressure in Washington, coming from Washington County for the bypass, including over Forest Park, Savvy Island, third bridge.
Yeah.
Fortunately, most of them are out of power now.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you can see from Washington County's point of view that... at least for anybody that wanted to go in that direction, it would be real handy.
Yep.
But
at great cost.
Yeah.
Economic and environmentally, right.
Right. Well, you know, I want to talk to you in some detail about some of the most recent things you've been involved in, such as the 2040 plan, et cetera. But might be better for me if we waited and save that until Tuesday morning. Is that
That's fine.
Yeah.
So, actually, I should get up